We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we welcome on Dave Leventhal this morning, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. And the big story, Dave, U.S. troops on alert over Ukraine tensions. What is happening from your perspective here?
Well, they certainly are. And, you know, foreign affairs have not necessarily ruled the day when it comes to the thing that people here in Washington, D.C., are paying most attention to, at least when it just comes to the ebb and the flow of all of the domestic-focused legislation that has been coursing through Capitol Hill, and much to the chagrin of Democrats, oftentimes going down in flames, sometimes at the hands of people in their own party. But the Ukraine situation is absolutely transcending that in a way that is very troubling to a lot of diplomats, a lot of people who observe foreign affairs, in the sense that Russia appears to not at all be stepping away from the very real possibility that there could be an invasion of that country coming sometime soon.
It's really adding another log to this fire. You know, we were talking yesterday with Steve Roberts about how challenging the first year in office has been for Joe Biden and some of the missteps along the way. And a lot of what he's had to deal with has all been, you know, within our borders, right? It's been domestic. It's been COVID policy. It's been trying to advance his domestic agenda. How much of a challenge is now throwing an international dispute into the mix?
Well, it's definitely something that the Biden administration doesn't want to have to deal with, but they don't have any choice. And like things often are the case with foreign affairs, they are outside the immediate control of the United States and the United States leaders, but nevertheless, you absolutely have to step up. And, you know, Joe Biden ran on a promise that he was going to engage with the world community in a different and, in his opinion, much better way than Donald Trump and the Trump administration did. It wasn't going to be America first in the sense that that was all we were going to care about. So this is, in a way, is an opportunity for Joe Biden to show if he can make good on that promise. And even though Ukraine seems very far away and lots of people in the United States know very little about the particulars of the situation, if you have Russia invading a neighboring country that has widespread implications for the United States, that has widespread implication for U.S. allies in Europe, and definitely could cause the balance of world power to be throttled at a time when, of course, everyone is dealing with so many different things in the United States and across the world that have nothing to do with this, not the least of which is, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic and economic turbulence that we're seeing here in the United States very acutely with the stock market in flux, and also, too, inflation being a bigger and bigger storyline as days and days go on.
Dave, what are the president's options to deter Russia? And does he need congressional authorization for any of it?
Well, what we've seen from recent history, Susan, is that presidents have a great deal of power and are willing to use it when it comes to military interaction. Nobody is talking right now about the United States sending active troops into some fray that has yet to happen. There's absolutely talk of increasing the level of troops, at least to a small degree, in Eastern Europe. Of course, the United States has tens of thousands of troops already stationed throughout Europe, including in Germany, where the United States has maintained a military presence for decades in a major way, Italy as well. So we expect that to be talked about. Diplomatic channels are absolutely on fire and abuzz right now. And the United States, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, he may have the most interesting job in Washington this week, even beyond the president, in the sense that he's very much leading the effort in the charge to work with U.S. allies, to work with NATO, and try to find a diplomatic solution to what is an increasingly bigger and bigger problem here.
In the meantime, back home, while it is maybe all eyes on the Fed and what their decision, what they say, and how that's going to deal with the markets, but how is the administration preparing to react to what the Fed says and what's going on, not just on Wall Street, but of course the greater picture economically here?
Hey, I wouldn't want to say bleak, but it's definitely a very, very concerning situation. If you have inflation that is the highest as it's been in about four decades, one must ask the question, well, is this here to stay or is this an anomaly? So a lot of calming of the nerves from the White House. Expect to hear Joe Biden and U.S. Officials in the Biden administration try to effectively say, look, you know, we've got this somewhat under control, but you know, one has to wonder how much they do have it under control. Yesterday, Joe Biden definitely had a very testy moment with Peter Doocy, the Fox News reporter, called him a not-so-nice name, if you haven't seen the video, when Doocy asked a question about inflation. So clearly this has some raw nerves being fired on in the White House. And depending on what the Fed ultimately does, the White House is going to have one heck of a case to make to the public to stay calm in the midst of, in essence, everyone's purchasing power and value of their dollar going down and not keeping pace in most cases with one's wages.
All right. And after such a wild day yesterday, it'll be interesting to see what happens today. And then the Fed does meet tomorrow. Dave, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan.
Dave Leventhal is joining us. He is the Washington correspondent, deputy director at the Business Insider this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.